Carmine, I guess you had some business that you wanted to bring up. It'd be a perfect time.
Okay. Well, Bob had approached me and Darren and Cody about the possibility of moving several repeaters up to Judge Sinclair's office up on Enterprise Drive. And they wanted me to be part of this because that building is owned by the county. And I guess according to your propagation studies, that's a good place to move those repeaters for coverage down here in Phillipsburg. So a few weeks ago, I put together, knowing how the county works, I don't ever want to send them a proposal. I always want to send them something that says, hey, can we send you a proposal? So I sent that to the county's chief administrator, Margaret Gray, and a number of other people, and I touched base with court administration since they'll have to know what's going on. Sent them an email and said, hey, this is kind of what's going on. Phillipsburg would like to make a presentation on what they're going to do, and it's going to involve, you know, cutting some holes in the building, putting antennas up and out and like that. I arranged a meeting through Judge Sinclair, although Cody has seen the place, and, you know, he thought it was good, but I wanted to touch base with him. To be honest with you, when I'm dealing with a government, I can be very political because I don't want to piss them off because they, you know, then they don't want to listen to anybody. Well, Judge Sinclair jumped in, to his credit, jumped in right away and said, I have no problem supporting what they're trying to do, you know, and he's like, it's fine. Of course, I set the meeting up and then I forgot to go, so he's like, Jesus, Carmine.
That was just the meeting to inspect the site.
Even though Cody knew about it, I felt better with Judge Sinclair being involved. And he told me yesterday, he said, yeah, I've met him before. I've met Cody before. He put the cameras in. So I haven't the faintest idea of what the county's doing. Okay? And I waited for that meeting yesterday because I want to talk to the court administrator because she's a friend and I wanted to see if she heard anything on any back channel. She said, absolutely not. So tomorrow or Monday, I'm going to resend the email, and I also have the additional address of the county's deputy chief administrator. I'm going to include him and see if I can shake them loose. Our problem is Margaret Gray, the county administrator, is retiring in May. They're in the throes of trying to figure out how to hire a new county administrator. So the only problem I have is I want to warn you that right now, nothing in the county is moving at anything beyond the speed of a glacier.
It's like usual.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's a government. I mean, I was part of it and I know how this stuff, it was like, so I'm gonna reinitiate that and we'll see where they go. And I think I'm gonna have to choose how to say, can you let me know if you think you wanna participate, or do we have to wait till after Margaret's replacement comes in, or, you know, I think that the county will listen to us. I think. And I know that the court administrator doesn't have any objections, and I'm sure if they ask her, she'll say, no, I think it's okay, but at least we got that done. So that's where we are, and I could have told you guys that in an email, but I really felt better since we were having a meeting here. We better come and talk a little bit about it.
Well, we're glad to see you. You can come anytime. I still want to say thanks to Carmine for pushing this.
Sorry I was late, but I got involved in a phone call with a friend of mine, and if we don't shut up, we keep telling stories.
No, that's fine.
An issue came up that I dealt with here. Okay?
I just wonder if there's any chance they could appoint you as interim administrator.
No, Bob.
Good idea.
Don't make that suggestion, because if you do, I'll come after you.
He's retired for a reason.
Yeah, that's exactly. So, I don't know if anybody has any questions about that for me. I think, the county bought that building when they moved Allen out of here. Mm-hmm. And we actually kind of wondered why they did that, because that building is underused. I mean, he only occupies what?
Maybe a third.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and he thought that it would be a good place for the repeaters. So, you know, if you're I'll trust your propagation studies, Bob. I might tease you about that, but I'll trust you.
Well, we actually did a test, though. Yeah. We set up a temporary radio up there with an antenna of about 10 feet on them. And it was, Darren took a drive up to house day on. We tried to see if the actual propagation we were experiencing, starting from Phillipsburg all the way up through, and it pretty much matched the propagation study in terms of where the propagation was supposed to be weak, it was weak. But most places, it's pretty good. So.